You're listening to the Royal Rant. I'm Ryan.
I'm Tim.
Is anything going on with the Kings these days, Tim?
Yeah. They're not playing so well.
Boy. Now, the last time we did a podcast, it was February 5th. Now, at that point, or just after that, Todd McLellan was relieved of his duties as head coach of the Kings. And then what happened?
They got a new coach.
Okay. Jim Hiller came in, assistant. They brought in DJ Smith from Ottawa. You ever see him on the bench? He looks like an old frat boy that they decided to put in a suit.
Yeah, he does have that vibe, and he has like that cool buzz cut people don't have anymore.
Yeah. And so they managed to beat Edmonton at home 4-0.
Which was awesome.
Miraculous. They didn't, they kind of got outplayed, but.
Yeah, the first period especially, I was kind of like, ooh.
But that was all thanks to Big Save Dave, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after that, you're feeling like, hey, look at that. Right out of the break, we beat Edmonton, going in the right direction. Then they went to a place called Buffalo. And I don't know where that is. Is that New York?
It's
a magical place. I think it's just left of the Gumdrop Forest.
By like some waterfalls and...
You hang a hard right at the Candy Cane Meadow. And then all of a sudden you get to a place where it snows. And don't quote me on this, but I think it snows 320 days a year.
That's right.
Something like that. And then they were just brutally stomped 7-0.
Yeah,
I mean, that was one of the worst hockey games I've ever seen the Kings play, I think.
Yeah, and right from the beginning, it just was awful.
And so, I mean, go ahead.
You know what's really terrible about that game? I mean, I know it's not the 90s anymore, but, I mean, they were just getting embarrassed, right? And there was no pushback at all. Like, just nothing.
That's why we have England in the lineup.
I know, right? Well, it's somebody do something, right? I mean, they were just like, they were just like a broken team. Like, they just seemed so disinterested in playing hockey that day. Or I don't know what was going on, but.
It was awful.
Yeah. I mean, just, okay, you can't get back in the game. Everything's out of sync. At least, like, I don't know, start shoving somebody around.
Finish a hit. Do something.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I stick somebody in the chompers.
Yeah, exactly. That would have happened back in the day. I mean, I think it still would have happened with other teams, you know? They would have been pissed off, but these guys...
Spear a guy right in the junk.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's probably not good. If there are any kids that play youth hockey listening to this, don't do that. That's bad. It's a major penalty.
Yeah,
and you get a game misconduct for that. And then, would you think, which, you know, an appropriate reaction after that Buffalo game would have been to actually just forfeit the season and return to their respective homes. Mm-hmm. But rather than do that, these SOBs railed off 4 victories in a row.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, 2-1. Boston, in OT on that beautiful... I'm just jumping out of the box, hit me with a pass, and I'm going to put on some unbelievable deke moves from Brent Clark.
That was awesome.
Pittsburgh 2-1 win.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus. You know, so that, you know, I'll give them some credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But then really when you're just thinking, okay, Nashville's coming in. These guys are, they're direct competition for one of the wild cards. And as we speak on February 28th, the Kings and Nashville both have 68 points. So they're both in the wild card at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Flames are back with like 63. So, I mean, Kings have 5 points up on the Flames. And the Flames, they just dealt Tanev to Dallas. So it seems like they're almost not even concerned with even making that wild card they seem to be selling.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think it's a fire sale.
They don't care. I mean, and then they just, they just played such a poor game. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, horrible.
And they were, miraculously they won a shootout against the Ducks, in a game where they like piled on 50 shots, but could only score 2 goals, in regulation. Classic Kings. And that's kind of been their problem because they're scoring like 2 goals a game now.
Yeah.
So that's cutting it pretty fine on the goalies.
Yeah, not a lot of.
And then obviously, this trip up to Western Canada, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, those are tough games, but with where they're at in the standings and they need to not come away with 0 points, but that's exactly what it looks like they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I guess what in Edmonton, they played like a couple of decent periods and then kind of just tanked in the third, which they kind of like to do now.
Yeah, just blew it in the third. Mm-hmm. Totally let the foot off the gas. And
I guess they did the same thing against the Flames last night.
Yeah, I mean, just to give up the lead right away,
Backbreaker, yeah, gave up that late goal towards the end of the period.
Yeah, I guess, Talbot could have been better last night, but...
Yeah, that goal that they went down 3-2 on, when I saw that live, I was like, no, that has to be saved. Then I saw the replay several times, and then I was like, no, that has to be
saved. Mm.
But it's not, you can't really blame that on him.
Mm-mm.
Fact of the matter is, when you only score 2 goals a game, you're not going to win a lot of games in the NHL.
Well, that first period, they came out. What did they have on, 6 shots on goal, 5 at the end of the first period? They look so disinterested. I know it's a back-to-back game and everything. They're going to be tired, but they look so disinterested in playing hockey. Like, they had, I don't know what, you think they should be so motivated for these games, but they just don't seem to have it for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on in the locker room.
I don't know. It is mysterious. Like, what is there a chemistry thing? Like, what?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And it's like, then of course, Arvidsson got injured like in 10 seconds into his first shift, right?
Yeah.
Who know? God forbid, like his armor is broken or something, and.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good because. He left the team to get an MRI in LA or something.
So they've had to mix up the lines quite a bit. But you think still, you think these guys, they still have a roster where they should be competing in these games. But
I guess. So now I just even wonder, do they really? I don't know. I'm so confused by these guys.
I've been confused
for a long time.
Yeah, I just don't know. Sometimes, they've had such an inconsistent season, and you just never know how they're going to, if they're going to show up or not. It's really weird.
I think everything got skewed because they had that unbelievable winning streak on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because... Talbot was playing like out of his mind. Like he was really like one of the best goalies in the whole league during that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have thought and we talked about that before. It wasn't sustainable,
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Trevor Moore, he was so hot that it looked like he was going to just have 30 goals or maybe even more, know? And then he's just kind of fallen off the face of the planet and probably won't even have 30, So that was kind of misleading. because that's kind of on Twitter, people have been debating about, like, what should the Kings do? I mean, are they like sellers? I mean, are they a legit playoff team? I mean, they're really on the bubble. Like,
yeah, you know, that's exactly right. They're kind of in a really weird place.
I mean, if you look at, you know, the games that have been played, where they're sitting, I mean, they should probably squeak into the playoffs, you know?
Yeah.
Because the Blues, they don't necessarily look all that interested in pushing for a playoff spot. And Flames, I don't know. And, you know, it's true. They're only a handful of points behind Vegas for second.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see what they look like, you know, you're like, this does not look like a team that's kind of like I tweeted out that today. Like, I mean, what team in the Western Conference could you see them beating in a 7-game series?
Yeah.
I cannot fathom the way they look now and the way they've looked for the last 2 months. Like, who could they possibly win 4 games against?
Yeah. I don't expect them, if they do make the playoffs, which I think they probably will, they're just going to get smoked. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
They're going to get swept.
Yeah, they're going to get swept. They have no grit, but it's not even a grit thing. It's just like intensity. They just don't show up most of the time. And I don't know what's that about.
And I remember, and it makes me think, I remember in the, you know, before the season started, there were hockey pundits not even, you know, predicting the Kings wouldn't even make the playoffs. And that just seems so absurd to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then now it's like, oh, I guess they were right. They were looking, you know, more deeply at the flaws of this team and stuff. And you're just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, a lot of these defensemen, they're not really good at moving the puck out of their own zone, are they?
No, they're not. Yeah, no.
They're not really good at making outlet passes, and you know, so they get hemmed in their zone all the time. So you're like, oh yeah, that does lead to goals, doesn't it? And then you're kind of like, oh yeah, well, they don't necessarily have like a top shelf goalie anymore, like. You know, when Quick was in his prime.
Yeah, and that's those two things are huge, right? And
or maybe looking like, oh yeah, Kopitar, he's like kind of old, and Doughty's kind of old. I mean, he scored 13 goals, and thankfully, because that's also a thing with this team's like there aren't any defensemen who score goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year Roy's thing, that was just, I don't think he could ever reproduce that. You know.
No.
He's gone back to form. He's like a dude that normally scores 2 goals a year or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's had some chances recently, and he's, you know, looked a little dangerous, but I mean, but it's just like you said, the demon, they can't move the puck, you know?
And then I think somebody tweeted something out about like, per 60 minutes, like they have the worst finishing percentage, you know, for scoring goals.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
And so that's when you get like the 2-1 in New Jersey, 2-1 in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to take a shot at tequila every time some forward just airmailed a shot over the net, you'd never make it through the first period with these guys.
No, yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also it's like a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of like an air ball in the NBA. It's the worst thing you can do. It's the worst thing you can do with a puck offensively as a forward is to not put it on net.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? If you hit it, if you shoot it hard enough, it ends up being like a clear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because it goes off the around the board and starts coming out towards your net.
Your end, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no chance for a rebound. There's no chance for a tip. There's no chance for just something weird to happen. And, yeah, I get it. You want to be all fine and go top corners and stuff. But, man, it's just a broken record with these guys. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, Roy, you know, speaking of him, he's an unrestricted free agent. And considering, I think he was like a seventh round pick. So the fact that, you know, that they found a reliable, defenseman who could contribute like that at that round, it's kind of incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, are they even going to have the money to sign him? He's 29. Do they need to re-sign him? I mean,
yeah. How long would they even want to re-sign him for?
That's the thing. I just have this feeling they're just going to let him walk because they have this weird kind of ass between, you know, on two chairs of like, we're a playoff team, we're a contender. But then you're like, no, look at the standings, dude. You're barely like a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know, but we can't like sell. We got to go all in. You never know. And then sometimes people are bringing up like, oh, but what about the 2012 Kings? I mean, they were like an 8 seed. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't compare those guys with these guys. Come on, man.
And they just had those guys were killers, man. It was a total different mentality and everything.
Totally. I mean, they were like one of the toughest, they were like the best mix of like just enough skill and toughness and size of probably any Kings team in history.
Yeah, for sure. Without a doubt.
You know, so they just had that magic combo of like enough skill scoring. And they also had, you know, probably like the greatest American goaltender in history.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, when someone responded to that, I just thought, man, come on.
Yeah, no.
The numbers, they barely made the playoffs that year, and then they blew up Vancouver and went on that run. But, I mean, geez, they lost 4 playoff games that entire run.
They're
16 not. 16 and I mean, these guys, they're not. I mean, the only thing in common with those guys, it's Kopi and Drew Doughty. that's it.
Yeah, they make the playoffs. They're just not. They're, you know, they're not automatically going to turn into some other team all of a sudden, you know? No way.
That was, yeah, that lightning in a bottle, that was a magical thing. That'll probably, you know, that'll never happen again. But I just don't see, I mean, if these guys went on a run like that, that would be the most mind-blowing thing to ever happen in the history of the Kings. Because there's not one element in common with those guys.
No.
Except for the guys who are actually on that team we just mentioned, the two guys.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, they got their coaches fired.
That's another thing they have in common. And I think, I guess now I know that Todd McClellan is a big listener of the Royal Rant, so let's just say, since we got him on the line, Todd, you know, obviously this wasn't your fault, man.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
And since you've left, yeah, they went on a little winning streak, but they've also turned in just some god-awful performances that I'm glad you didn't have to watch from behind the bench. Godspeed, yeah. My friend. Godspeed.
They're just so boring now, too. That game was just, like, so painful to watch.
Jeez. I know. So I'm just kind of like, okay, look. Just see if you can trade Roy for a pick or something. Don't let him walk for nothing. You don't have the money to sign him. You owe like Pierre-Luc Dubois like $399 million or something. You don't have the money probably to sign Roy. So try to, you know, I'm sure there's some contending team that wants to add to their blue line. Get something for the dude.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like, who's untouchable on that roster? I mean, you wouldn't want to trade Byfield.
Yeah, the first thing that popped in my head was Byfield.
And I wouldn't want to trade Clark.
I wouldn't want to trade Kempe.
I mean, Kempe, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Would someone, yeah, I mean, someone might want him to add some firepower.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then
like
you're,
Deneau,
you're,
yeah. I want to trade Deneau, but I mean, you could get a pretty good deal for that guy, you would think, in return.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, these first few years of his, I mean, he's been really good. He's not having a great year this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he played, I mean, to go from like scoring 2 goals and to score all the goals that he did, it was incredible.
Yeah. And even this year, I mean, he's one of the guys who's just, he always brings it. You know, he's probably the only guy who consistently shows up.
So, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, and this has happened where a team, they'll think they're sellers and they'll deal a few pieces and then they'll get hot and they'll actually make the playoffs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has happened before. I mean, it could happen with the Flames. They're not that far out of it. But I don't know. But if you're looking at, you know, over these last few years, there's been a regression. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, they actually pushed Edmonton, you know, and probably should have won that series. And then just last year, they kind of hung around, but they never looked like they were that they were going to win that series.
Mm-mm.
Now, this year, they don't even look like they. And they may not even make the playoffs. And if they do, they do not look like a serious threat to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Over 7 games. I mean, it's true that they've beaten some good teams, you know, in one game, like, you know, the Rangers and Boston the other day, and they beat mm-hmm. Carolina. It's true. They have beaten some good teams, but to beat a good team 4 times out of 7, that's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you can't count on like a goalie just stealing 2 games or something like Quick used to do.
No, they don't have
that. And that's just the thing. I mean, you know, we're like a decade removed, you know, 12 years removed from that. You know, we're kind of, I mean, that's a long time ago already.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still looking for a playoff series win, you know, since 2014. That's rough.
That's real rough.
So, I don't know. They need to figure some stuff out. I'm assuming they're going to get smoked by the Canucks on Thursday, but who knows? The idea of, like, coming away with not even a point, maybe that'll fire them up to actually win a game.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, they always have such a hard time with Vancouver anyway. But maybe,
yeah, and they've got to play him like 4 times in like 7 days. Like, something just stupid. You know, the way the schedule worked out.
Vancouver must be licking their chops like,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, in March, after this, after Vancouver, they play the Devils at home, then Vancouver again at home. Then Ottawa, then Dallas, and then the Islanders. So that 5-game homestand, that might go a long way, and just that's probably where they're going to decide they want to make the playoffs or not.
Yeah,
because if they have another crap homestand during that season, I mean they're going to be in real trouble.
No, yeah,
as if they're already not. And you know they've got to play Dallas twice. They play Tampa, you know, they play Edmonton again, Calgary. I mean, because I saw someone talking about how the Kings kind of have an easier schedule going the rest of the way, but it doesn't look that way to me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they always have trouble with Minnesota. They've got to go and play Blues on the road. The Blues are kind of hanging around for a wild card. They're not going to be easy. I mean, I guess they should beat Chicago a couple of times, but... you know, they got Tampa. That's not the same Tampa team from the past, but I mean, you know, they beat them, you know, Tampa beat them not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. But especially, you know, if Kempe, if he's going to be out for the rest of the year, that should also kind of inform, like, what they're going to do at the trade deadline.
Yeah, that'd be a huge blow.
So Arvidsson, I'm sure he's done for the year.
Yeah.
I'm saying week to week, but I mean, come on.
I mean, that's the crazy thing, too. I mean, it just looked like he was reaching for a puck, and, you know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
He just.
I don't see how it's not related to his previous thing, but it, you know, they won't comment. I don't know, but
I mean,
his health has been a major issue.
That guy, anyway, if he comes back, I mean, I think he's like done.
Yeah, I mean, I hope not. I mean, because you know, he definitely is an impact player and stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, you remove that element. It's like who'd even look for to score any goals? I mean, Byfield,
Fiala.
I guess he's like one of the lone bright spot lately of looking really good.
Yeah, he's you know, I think he's, I don't know why his game got so messed up, you know, and they were talking about he was working with like some specialist and all that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He seems to kind of found his game. But one thing that's been awesome is he stopped giving up all these stupid, you know, stick penalties. And he's not game. I don't know why it took so long for him to get rid of that and how he was just able to flip the switch. But, I mean, that's been really cool.
Yeah, but it's just not enough, you know. Everybody has to step up if they want to kind of turn this around and actually look like a team that could not only get in, but actually maybe beat somebody. But I mean, they don't have anything that you would even indicate that they're capable of that.
Mm-mm.
You know, honestly. And it's just tough to watch. And one thing that blows my mind is just the number of, outnumbered chances they just constantly give up in games.
Yeah, that's freaking.
And yeah, I mean, even against, I mean, every game.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Ducks, especially, but from, I guess it just stems from, like, you know, getting into the zone, not really getting the puck in deep enough to set up a forecheck. And then, I don't know, where they're losing pucks along the boards, it's just automatically like, oh, look, here goes the Ducks on a 3-on-2 again. You know?
Even on the power play, too.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah.
It's maddening. I mean, that's been a thing, like, all year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, it's not, I don't even know how you could say, oh, it's just a few things to clean up. I mean, that's not a few things to clean up. That's just like some type of systematic defect.
Yeah. And I mean, that 5-on-3 they had against the Oilers, and I think it was only like for 24 seconds, but I mean, they just look, it just looks so ineffective. And it actually, you know, that, you know, the Oilers killing that, and then that totally turned the game around.
Yeah,
like, this guy's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't really know what I want to see going forward. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. It's like, what are they going to do?
I mean, as a fan, like, what makes you want to go to a game or turn on the Kings game? It's like, I guess you want to see Byfield, you know? He's going to do something like that goal against Columbus that was mind blowing, or. But obviously, you know, the idea of like the core of like Brown and Kopi and Drew and Quick, like that core was good enough to try to like win another cup. Obviously, that turned out to be wrong. Right.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't win another cup. And it's not going to get any better, right? I mean, Kopi's just, at some point, he's just going to get less productive. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like he's bad. It's just, he's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even, you know, this, you know, same thing with that. And then also just kind of like, just in general, like just their defensive core, it's just not, really Stanley Cup contending, is it?
Not really.
I mean, Mikey Anderson, I think he's kind of, I feel like he's one of those dudes that the organization's like higher on than maybe just like the league at large. You know what I mean? Like, I think, because remember when he was a rookie, he was so good that first season, and he just mm-hmm. kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where do they find this guy? But I think if you look at like his, like some of the, like the deeper numbers and stuff, like he's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
We might get some like hate from some Mikey Anderson guys. I mean, he's okay, right? But
yeah.
When they talk about, this guy's going to be a captain, this guy's going to, it's like, well.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, he does have, you know, he has a certain tenacity, and but I think the expectations were so low that, like, he had such a good, strong season, but I don't know if he's ever really replicated that.
No, I don't think so.
And so, like, and then, you know, Doughty, obviously, you know, I love Drew Doughty. He's, and he's one of the guys that gets fired up still, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he hates to lose.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to win. I don't think everybody shares that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's actually a big problem with this team.
The guy plays, he's logged so many minutes. I mean, at some point is, you know, his body's just going to stop cooperating, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that's why, you know, I think the bringing in Dubois thing was also like, you know, so he'd be a center and could spell Kopi or take over. And he's, you know, minus 19. And sometimes he's out there. He just looks like he's been invited to go on a public skate.
Yeah.
Like, It's like a contest. Like, be able to wear a Kings jersey and skate around on a shift with your favorite players.
Yeah, he seemed real disinterested sometimes.
And sometimes he had that little stretch there where he looked good and he was winning puck battles and he was like driving some play and you're like, oh man, that's pretty cool. And now he seems to have reverted back to like,
oh boy,
I won a contest. And they let me skate out here with the Kings every once in a while.
Yeah. You know, and it's just, it's pretty strange. Did you, I can't remember, was it after the, maybe when they beat the Oilers at home, maybe it was when they played the Ducks. They were talking about, someone asked Hiller about, like, they had like a system, like a point system for Dubois about, you know, being physical, and, you know, Hiller said all the, you know, that they weren't going to get into that. But I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, they're trying to motivate this dude to like check somebody. I'm like, I don't fucking get that.
It's like a first grader's homework. Like, he comes in, hey, check it out, coach. And then they have to check off his boxes. Like, well, let's see, you did hit a guy, so here's a check here.
Okay, gold star. Look, gold star on the board for Dubois. You know, it's just like, what the fuck?
Here's your orange slice, and here's a juice box. Keep it up, kid.
And I just like, well,
I didn't realize. I mean, I heard something about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm like, what are they talking about? Maybe I'm just, it's not what I think, or it was, the way it was brought up. I don't know, but I'm just like that. But that's the way it looks like. Like they have to
make him $7 million a season. Enough motivation.
Like, that doesn't motivate you? All the shit people talk about you being a lazy bum. Like that doesn't motivate you.
I guess he's pretty stoic about those kind of things. He doesn't really pay attention to what people say.
Maybe you're just like, well, I get paid either way, so who gives a shit? I don't know. It's like one of the, because I know maybe, dude, I was like, it looks like sometimes, too, maybe he just hates playing hockey, but he's kind of good at it, you know? Even just being like half ass, he's still pretty good, I guess, you know? It's like, there's some boxers who have success in their careers and been really successful.
They hate
just
boxing.
Because I mean, yeah, it's not fun.
You get punched in the face, yeah.
But I mean, and they can make a couple $1 million doing it. I mean, I don't know, but that just blew me away. And I'm like, this guy's gonna fill in for this guy's gonna wear this C and this guy's gonna lead this team. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think the ultimate revenge on PL is to hire Tortorella.
That would be awesome.
Hire Torts.
Get Torts in there.
He's gonna put that guy through hell again.
Yeah.
He loves putting lazy scorers on the fourth line.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just having them rot. It's cool. I like it. Used to do that to Gabrick on the Rangers, I think. Or where? Yeah, Gabrick was on the Rangers, right? And Columbus, too? I forget. Every scorer, every European scorer has been in Torts' doghouse, at least.
Yeah, and then when they got... they did the old, Dubois went to Winnipeg and Laine went to Columbus. His ass was on the fourth line.
He was immediately in the doghouse just for being Finnish. He's like, are you kidding me? Is this guy from Finland? What the fuck? Fourth line minutes.
Yeah,
so I don't... Santa Claus for me, you fucking elf.
I don't know what... I don't know how this team's going to get right.
I don't know either. I wish we had some answers. People seem to think that, I just see people are like, they need a left wing, a scoring left wing or whatever. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Do you even watch the games?
They only had a left-handed defenseman. They would be, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's pretty maddening. It's like, no, man, these guys are not one dude away. How many dudes are away? They're like a goalie away. They're like, not one forward, like a couple of forwards away. They need like a grit, like a third line grit kind of forward away. I mean, they're just away. It's rough. It's rough in Kingsland, but we still love the Kings, and we'll be tuning in. And like we said before, the Kings, they've got a very loyal fan base, man.
Yes, they do.
They really should appreciate it because
they should, and they shouldn't take it for granted either.
And they, there are so many markets, Toronto, different places where people would just be going nuts, right?
Oh, yeah.
And people just go nuts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the Leafs every day of the year. And they lose their shit. And they got Austin Matthews, who's going to probably score 70 goals. He might be a dude that's going to break Gretzky's record.
Yeah.
Even after Ovi breaks it, he might break Ovi's record because... He's just an insane goal scorer.
Yeah, he.
And even with that guy, they're not happy in Toronto.
Yeah, I was saying, even then, who knows what they'll do in the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll get bounced. I mean, come on. They're going to get pissed like they always do. We know what's going to happen. They know it too. They're still going to be standing out there, watching it on a big screen as their inevitable bounce happens. But, man, I guess we'll see what happens. We'll see which team shows up tomorrow in Vancouver. If there was ever a time to make a statement game,
right?
I think this was really one because it's like, hey, look, I know you're in first and you've been in first all year, but we're going to kick your ass in your building and you're going to remember how the 2012 Kings kicked your asses when you were in first.
Now that would be awesome.
Not only because they need points to even make the playoffs, but also to send a message. And hey, we're going to kick your ass up here. And when you come back to crypto in a week, we're going to kick your ass down here. That's what they should be thinking about.
That's so awesome that they can pull that off.
Until then, we must simply say, go Kings, go.
Go Kings, go.